February 13th, The Daily Stoic. Pleasure can become punishment. Whenever you get an impression of some pleasure, as with any impression, guard yourself from being carried away by it. Let it await your action. Give yourself a pause. After that, bring to mind both times. First, when you have enjoyed the pleasure, and later, when you will regret it and hate yourself. Then compare those to the joy and satisfaction you'd feel for abstaining altogether. However, if a seemingly appropriate time arises to act on it, don't be overcome by its comfort, pleasantness, and allure. But against all of this, how much better the consciousness of conquering it? Epictetus. Enchiridion 34. Self-control is a difficult thing, no question, which is why a popular trick from dieting might be helpful. Some diets allow a cheat day, one day per week in which dieters can eat anything and everything they want. Indeed, they're encouraged to write a list during the week of all the foods they have craved so they can enjoy them all at once at a treat. The thinking being that if you're eating healthy 6 out of 7 days, you're still ahead. At first, this sounds like a dream, but anyone who has actually done this knows the truth. Each cheat day, you eat yourself sick and hate yourself afterward. Soon enough, you're willingly abstaining from cheating at all, because you don't need it, and you definitely don't want it. It's not unlike a parent catching her child with cigarettes and forcing them to smoke the whole pack. It's important to connect the so-called temptation with its actual effects. Once you understand that indulging might actually be worse than resisting, the urge begins to lose its appeal. In this, self-control becomes the real pleasure, and the temptation becomes the regret. A Year with C.S. Lewis. The Absurd Claim. We can all understand how a man forgives offenses against himself. You tread on my toes and I forgive you. You steal my money and I forgive you. But what should we make of a man, himself unrobbed and untrodden on, who announced that he forgave you for treading on other men's toes and stealing other men's money? A sin fatuity is the kindest description we should give to his conduct. Yet this is what Jesus did. He told people that their sins were forgiven and never waited to consult on the other people whom their sins had undoubtedly injured. He unhesitatingly behaved as if he was the party chiefly concerned, the person chiefly offended in all offenses. This makes sense only if he really was the God whose laws were broken, whose love is wounded in every sin. In the mouth of any speaker who is not God, these words would imply that I can only regard as a silliness and conceit unrivaled by any other character in the world or in the history. Yet, and this is the strange significant thing, even his enemies, when they read the Gospels, do not usually get the impression of silliness and conceit. Still less do unprejudiced readers. Christ says that he is humble and meek, and we believe him, not noticing that if he were merely a man, humility and meekness are the very last characteristics we could attribute to some of his sayings. This is from Mere Christianity. Jesus calling. Peace be with you. Ever since the resurrection, this has been his watchword to those who yearn for him. As you sit quietly, let his peace settle over you and enfold you in his loving presence. To provide this radiant peace for you, he died a criminal's death. Receive his peace abundantly and thankfully. It is a rare treasure, dazzling in delicate beauty, yet strong enough to withstand all onslaughts. Wear his peace with regal dignity. It will keep your heart and mind close to him. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John 20:19-21. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27.